down.
Happy 4th of July weekend, America. Hope you have some great plans. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Boy, we have a lot of things to think about when it comes to what it means to be an American. Lately, especially, a lot of us have been drawing certain conclusions. It's a crazy couple of weeks in June that have wrapped up, sending us hurling toward July. Well, now we're actually stepped into July. And now we've got the Supreme Court done after coming up with their ruling on guns. And as reaction to that, the city of Chicago now is coming up with some tough gun ordinances to try to throw out there and quell what the Supreme Court decision ultimately was on the right to hold up the Second Amendment and bear arms for protection. Remember, that all had to do with a man who said, I just want to be able to protect my family as I live in a dangerous area in the south side of Chicago, Otis McDonald. And Otis McDonald won that by the decision that the Supreme Court handed down. However, ordinances like what Mayor Daley is talking about will nullify his opportunity to get a gun to have in his home that he wants to defend himself. And I think we'll see more of those challenges happen in certain states and areas in the United States. In the meantime, some of the other things we've dealt with is a new Supreme Court justice, since we're sticking with the Supremes for a second. Elena Kagan will most likely, it's not official, they wrap up the Senate judiciary hearings, and then it goes, see what happens there, and then it goes to a full vote of the Senate, but I think it's a layup. Not so much a layup when it comes to immigration and immigration reform and what to do with the illegal burden in this country. Today, for the first time, the president officially addressed it when he was giving a speech at American University, talking about what has to happen and what didn't happen in the past and the gridlock politically that has caused immigration to take a back seat. What do we do with the illegals in this country? The president likes the idea of paying a fine, paying back taxes, admitting to breaking the law, and making up restitution in another way, too, by doing some community service and having to learn English. And he admitted it was a travesty as to what was happening with people who were legally trying to come to this country and jumping through hoops. Talk to somebody who's gone through that process, and it is a process, my friends. And they wanted to do it so badly. Came up with whatever money they needed to come up with, got their attorneys, went through, ultimately took the citizenship tests, and finally, after their long wait in line, got the chance to become an American. So there are people that don't like the idea. I'm one of them. I don't like the idea that you take all these cutters and you just say, okay. But if there were certain penalties, since people are already here in this country, then there are other ways you could manipulate that to maybe work in the right direction. The problem's going to be this, that from all the people I've talked to, honestly, and I've asked this of enough people who have friends who are under the wire, who know people who hire people that they really like, people that have families that are working for them for half the price, but they're worried that everybody's going to flee, that it's not necessarily going to be a great thing because they're not going to want to have to pony up the money, although that seems kind of ridiculous. If the idea is to come across because you have no opportunity in Mexico, but ultimately the job situation would change, because if everybody who was here illegally had to get out or take a pathway to citizenship, that would change what would happen, not right away, overnight, but that would change what would happen on the job. The E-Verify thing and all that stuff would become really, really big because of the penalties for people who hired those that are here illegally. So that could change down the road, to be sure. In the meantime, here's something else that was of great importance that probably went a little bit unnoticed. The House added $23 billion to a war funding bill. And this happened on Thursday night, but the Senate passed the war funding bill, their bill, but it cleared the House Thursday night only after Dems added that money in a domestic spending deal that will require time-consuming negotiations, to say the least, with the Senate before it can actually be run up the flagpole at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So the president escaped without any serious restrictions on his Afghan policy, and the Pentagon's $33 billion request for military operations was upheld on a lopsided 376-25 vote. How about that? And it included a couple of other things, a couple of other amendments that were stuck in between it, too. And one of them had to do with the joblessness and benefits, because that's been hanging around now for weeks and hanging over some that would lose them. And now that's changed because of this House passage. Here's what John Boehner had to say about holding this up on the backs of our troops.
I don't believe it's appropriate to ask our troops to carry a bunch of wasteful Washington spending on a bill to fund their needs in Afghanistan. And that's exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, but too late. When the high side goes down, that's it. And it is all about that. It is about the bargaining power. And ultimately, I give you this, I don't like this so much, but I'm willing to take it, and that's what happened there. So there's this push now for immigration reform from the president for the first time, officially mentioning it at a big speech at American University, and a lot of people are throwing in their two cents on who really has the best solution to this thing. The oil spill is now heading into, well, it isn't today, 74. So while the oil is still gushing out, there you've got cleanup volunteers who are picking up tar balls, who are trying to help the wildlife like the pelicans. And then you still have the question of, and the skimmers too, the skimming boats. A lot of those guys are getting paid, but there's also volunteers out there. While that's happening, and they ultimately, because of Alex, it was stopped temporarily, you have now this threat of Cuba in harm's way because drilling in Cuban waters by Key West could also trigger a spate of exploratory fees and threats to Florida away from U.S. control. So there's a couple of different threats to Florida. The oil spill and how far it's going to go down from Pensacola, and now this Cuban oil and that new threat, because they can do what they want to do. They've got all kinds of exploration things going on, and, you know, there's nothing our government can do to stop it, right? Movies on the flip side.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula, and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,241.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,274.80, $637.40 for a half ounce, or $318.70 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,274.80, $637.40, and $318.70.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weekend at the movies. You might be taking the kids, the grandkids, or just yourself to the movies. And some interesting new ones are popping up. You know, Toy Story 3 is just raking in the dough at the box office. 10 years afterwards, I guess the third one worked. And it's surprising because usually that's when you've had enough. After two, okay, boom, two good movies. We don't want to see another one. But it worked out for Pixar, and I think this will be a big weekend for them, for people who didn't catch Toy Story 3 in its opening week. The summer is when people play catch-up anyway on movies, whether they have to do it through Netflix or Blockbuster or wherever. They end up doing that if the movies have gone out, because there was a couple of really big ones that are not at the theaters anymore. This one was highly anticipated, highly anticipated. M. Night Shyamalan, I'm a big fan of his. I've seen every single one of his movies. And maybe because of my nephew, I'm also a fan of the whole Avatar series that was on one, I don't know what station it was on, but anyway, they ran it. And it was the cartoon, but it was kind of like a grown kid's cartoon. So I started to watch that with him and got hooked on it. And I love this idea that M. Night Shyamalan is doing this. And the movie is called The Last Airbender. Before we let you hear the clip of it, here's what M. Night Shyamalan said as to why it'll take you back in time and actually make you feel like you're still a kid.
If this movie is meant to make you believe and indoctrinate you that there's magic in the world and just wake you up and make you think like a kid again, man, that experience did that for us.
All right, I like that idea a lot. Here is a little sneak preview of The Last Airbender.
The power to control the elements is bestowed upon a chosen few. The Fire Nation has declared war. But some believe there is still hope.
I always knew you'd return. You are the only one who can control all the elements and bring peace to our world.
I will stop them.
You may already be too late.
In peace until I find her.
There are reasons each of us are born. We have to find those reasons.
Begun.
All right, you gotta like that. I like, it just seems like it moves really fast anyway. You know, who knows, but it looked pretty good from my vantage point when I saw those clips. Trust me, I know this is radio, but from the clips that I saw in the theater of the trailers and the one you just heard, boy, it looked like it's going to be a heck of a good movie, especially for kids. So if you're looking for something, little boys might work, grandkids, maybe even you're just into the whole fantasy thing too, and you get the Avatar deal. But I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a good one for M. Night Shyamalan, a home run. How about this? We know this is a home run. Same thing. People just lined up all over the place to go and see the sneak peeks of the Twilight Saga Eclipse. And here's a little more on this with the trailer.
Jacob, what are you doing?
I'm here to warn you.
Just leave now. She has a right to know.
Why?
We've been tracking the situation in Seattle for a while. Unexplained disappearances. Killings.
Someone's creating an army.
An army of vampires. They're coming here.
Seems an ugly fight. With lives lost. We're in. As long as we get to kill some vampires.
So Eclipse and Twilight, you got to get this. Basically, you're talking about vampires, these teenage vampires. Huge success. This is the third flick, and judging by their box office bang already, very, very big. Made superstars of Kristen Stewart, who plays Bella, the girl in the movies, in this now third one, and Robert Pattinson, who is the vampire, Edward Cullen, and Taylor Lautner. These are all young, hot Hollywood kids. And even Bryce Dallas Howard, who is Ron Howard's daughter, has a role in this one. And a guy I like, who's on a show called Nurse Jackie, who's great in a lot of stuff that he does. You might recognize him. Peter Facinelli's in it. He's the father, Dr. kind of the father figure, Dr. Cullen. So this will just be a runaway hit like the other two were. It's a question of ultimately how much of a runaway hit. In other words, how much bang at the box office. So we go from those two that are sure to be big and very different to a movie called Love Ranch. I'll explain afterwards. Check out the trailer.
Selling love will make you rich. That's what my mother taught me. Just don't put your heart in it.
This is the greatest revenue-generating machine in the world.
I don't want your money to. I just want to make love to you.
There's no business like home business.
Remember that fighter I told you about?
Who?
The Argentinian fighter. We own him.
Bruce,
my man.
What a head of hair you got there.
Like the Beatles. Fantastic to meet you, Mrs. Goodtimes.
Reno was one hell of a fight town. Cruiser here is going to bring us back on top where we belong.
We're going to be famous.
Dolly! He's going to train here.
There's not going to be anybody in the whole world didn't hear about the Love Ranch.
You're going to get me ready for the fight.
I got 25 psychotic whores to man. That's a full dance card.
You and Charlie, you're a great team, huh?
He had this dream to make it legal. Make a lot of money.
The big Neanderthal guy out there?
Sexy.
Since he's been here, got a little more spring in your step.
What do you want?
I just like you.
Okay. What do you mean you like me? I mean, look at me. I'm old. Prostitution is evil.
I can't go out there and fight. I need you to do it.
Do you think they dreamed of being hookers when they were little? No, they've taken what life has thrown at them, and they're making the best of it.
It hurts me, Charlie, when you do it right in front of my nose.
Whores, girl, mean nothing to me. You know it. You're my wife.
I'm your business partner. That's all I've ever really been.
I only care about being here with you.
You have no idea what he's capable of.
I need you. I know I do. Look what we did together. Look what we built.
I'm happy for her. I hope she's having the time of her life.
How could you be that?
Selling what passes for love to so many lonely people. What keeps me going is that through all the lives, we had it. Love and truth together.
It ain't over, Grace. By a long shot.
All right. Happy 4th of July. Thanks to Donovan Madsen on the controls. Great job. Kick back, relax, and think about the meaning of 4th of July. Happy birthday, America.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
From Jaws, it scared me to death when I was just a young pup, and my mother took my brother and I to see it. Ooh, I'm telling you, I was all the way down to the floor during the entire movie. There's a couple of key scenes, too, in Jaws that really got me. Even in the beginning, with the girl who was swimming in the nude, and then all of a sudden she started to bob up and down, and you knew it was happening, and that music especially really, I think, got to us. Jaws is celebrating a bit of an anniversary just as of a week ago. And here we have a great white shark warning off of California. That's right. The National Park Service is warning surfers, snorkelers, and swimmers that, yes, great white shark birthing season, and you got to be careful. Sea lions were attacked by great whites on three separate occasions off of Santa Barbara Island, which is a very, very popular snorkeling area. It's 40 miles south of Ventura. I used to live kind of in the area, and I can remember going there myself. A weekend great white off of East Beach actually led to them keeping young kids in the junior lifeguard program on the beach on Monday and Tuesday. They were too afraid. And on Sunday, a great white pup was found dead at Rincon Beach. So we know that there have been some sightings of great whites. And even in Massachusetts about a week ago, there was a great white sighting. Ooh. Stephen Shohat joins us now. We want to talk about Hollywood. This guy's got all the great stories in his book, Hollywood Stories. Short, entertaining things about the stars and all the big, bad legends of the movies that we love. And Jaws is one of those movies that really, really, I think, stuck with a lot of people. Hey, thanks for coming back on the show, Stephen. And what did Jaws do to you? Do you remember watching Jaws for the first time?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I was 13, just seeing that on the big screen, and you know, you're riveted the whole way through, and it was more scary than I thought it would be going into the movie theater. You know, the interesting thing is, I mean, you don't realize it probably until you read about it or research it, and I'm sure most people know by now, the shark was only on screen for like 10 minutes. So it was just a foreboding presence. You know, there's talk now, actually, Daryl Zanuck's son, Richard Zanuck, the producer, and Spielberg have had some talks about bringing Jaws back in 3D with added scenes of the shark. Now, that's kind of an interesting thing if they would do that, because Spielberg always said that the best thing about the shark was that it didn't work, and he didn't realize it at the time. At the time he was making the movie, it was an absolute nightmare because they tested that shark in freshwater at Universal Studios, and it worked great, but then they tested the mechanical shark in saltwater at Martha's Vineyard, and it sunk like a stone. And so Spielberg said, well, I had to go Hitchcockian. And in other words, what you don't see is more frightening than what you do see. And it was certainly an effective movie. So, it'd be interesting to see it with the shark in it more. I don't know if that would make it scarier or not. It certainly would be different from the product they got.
I think that there would be a lot of baby boomers and then even young kids that would be interested in the 3D thing. If it was done right, it could be a pretty decent hit, I think. Do you think it would do well at the box office?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at how Star Wars did. I mean, you got to figure a movie like Jaws, which was the biggest hit of all time when it was released, is never going to go out. Is never going to be an unpopular movie, no matter how it comes out. I mean, obviously they made some sequels that weren't very popular, but I think it would be a great curiosity, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do it. And you could still have respect for the older one, but I think it would be a big hit. I think people are fascinated by great white sharks. I mean, I think the movie Oceans recently ended with a man swimming alongside a great white shark. So it's definitely got its possibilities. It would definitely be a big curiosity factor and get a ton of press.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. You talk about this in your book. You dedicate a bunch to Jaws, a bunch of pages, and some interesting stuff that I picked up from it. You mentioned the author Peter Benchley, who was pretty much the concept was what would happen if a shark, a man-eating type of shark, was actually feeding off of the shore of a very popular beach town and then actually stayed around for a while. But there are all kinds of things, and I didn't realize this till I read your book, that others believed that the book had a double meaning, that there were other things that it was really about that Benchley was writing about. What did Fidel Castro say? You talked about this.
Yeah, Fidel Castro thought it was about the fall of capitalism. other people thought it was about Watergate. There were all sorts of hidden things in there. One of the things about the book was that they had these subplots, one involving the mafia having a great deal of money invested in the beach and wanting to keep it open no matter how many people got ate. Another element was a love affair between two of the main characters. I won't give it away in case somebody wants to read the book. And that was all jettisoned, but it left it open to a lot of interpretation. I mean, I thought, you know, I didn't put this in my book, but I personally thought reading the book, Jaws, that the shark wasn't just an animal. It was kind of like the devil. Because it seemed to pop up at certain moments and grin and seem to have a mind of its own. It didn't seem like that really in the movie, that it was a thinker. you know, as much. But in the book, there were supernatural elements to that. But some people really interpreted some strong political things. But that's happened throughout the history of Hollywood. People, you know, watch something and believe something's going on that maybe the writer didn't intend.
Oh, absolutely. How about the budget for Jaws? Because this was back in the 70s when Jaws was made. 74, right?
Right, right. And it went way over budget. I mean, they wanted to spend a couple million. It was Spielberg's idea to film it in Martha's Vineyard rather than doing it in a tank. And the reason was he wanted to turn the camera 360 degrees and you see nothing but ocean, which when you had the three main protagonists on the boat, it would give you a sense of isolation. That there was no freedom for the men because the audience couldn't see the shore. Well, you know, you had all sorts of problems that you could probably take care of today. Like one of the problems was it was foggy, so then they couldn't shoot scenes. Then the fog would lift and other boaters would come out into the water. And now today they could probably get rid of them with computer generation, but back then they couldn't. And Spielberg would tell his assistants, look, go ask those people to leave. We have to be the only boat out on the water. And well, some people would leave, but other people would say, hey, blankety blank, you don't own the water. And so the film crew would have to go to another spot. And so a lot of the shots didn't match and they, you know, they'd have the same sequence, and one moment it would look, the sky would be clear, and the next moment it would be cloudy. One moment the water would be flat, the next moment it would be choppy. And it was just a massive editing job. But when they were making the movie, it was just drudgery. And Spielberg had this fear that every time the executives from Universal Studios would fly over to see him, that he was actually going to be fired, because that, of course, was before he was rich and famous, Steven Spielberg. And if I can tell a quick story, mm-hmm. when they had the premiere of Jaws, it was in Dallas, and Spielberg was so nervous, he couldn't sit down. He was standing up in the back of the movie theater. And you know, by this time, he's sick of the material. He had this feeling that he was never going to work again in Hollywood. And how would the movie go over? He had no idea. Well, about 18 minutes into the movie, the shark attacked its second victim, and a man standing up, or a man sitting in the front row, he got up and he started running up the aisle right towards Spielberg, and he ran past him into the lobby, and he was sick. And Spielberg thought, oh, my God, they're running out of my movie. Well, an interesting thing happened. The man didn't even make it to the bathroom. He lost his meal on the floor, but he went to the bathroom. He cleaned himself up. And he returned to his seat, and for the first time in months, Spielberg relaxed. He said, if this man is sick and he still wants to watch the rest of this movie, I've got a winner on my hands. And, of course, it turned out to be the biggest hit of all time and made Spielberg into a rich and famous man.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of Spielberg, what about some of the actors? Roy Scheider, who I thought was terrific, and Richard Dreyfuss, what did it do for their careers?
Well, you know, it definitely improved them. I mean, neither one ever became, I think, a real superstar, mm-hmm. but it definitely made them, you know, comfortable and got work offers all the time. One of the things that Spielberg wanted, even though he made some offers to some major stars, was he sort of had this feeling that if he didn't have really big stars in it, that he would be the star in a sort of a Hitchcock type of way. I think he was happy. Those three guys got paid about $200,000 a piece. And at the time, you know, there was talk about Charlton Heston playing Roy Scheider's role. Charlton Heston was considered a major star, so he probably would have gotten $1 million. So they were able to, even though the budget went up because the special effects never worked and the conditions of filming were tough, the movie star salaries weren't that high. In fact, there was one night when they were finishing late, and Robert Shaw typically had a few drinks, and he sort of had an epiphany. He got up, he was sleeping, and he got up, and he said, hey, this movie's going to be a hit. Hey, you can forget about my 200 grand. Give me a share of the percentage of the movie. I just want a piece of the ownership. And the producer said, go back to sleep, Robert.
Of course they did. That's a great story. Always fun to talk to you, Stephen Shohat. The book is called Hollywood Stories. Pick it up, folks. It's good. There's a lot of good, juicy, behind-the-scenes things in it. You would enjoy it, let me tell you. Hey, thanks, Stephen.
Got it. HollywoodStories.com is the website.
All right, that's the website. You can go there and you can figure out how to pick up one of those books. Hang with us coming up next. Back to...
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Part of the conversation here on America Tonight. You know, we do zig and zag all over the place, but that's part of the beauty of this show. Plus the fact that you can throw in your two at 800-259-5791. Already, here we have talked about Jaws. How many people saw Jaws? Maybe you weren't even little. Maybe you saw it years down the road. I still think it kind of holds up. That's why a 3D version of it, Stephen's right, would be a hit at the box office, because you have older and younger people curious that would go to see it. 3D is the way to go for the younger audiences that are coming up, that are in their probably, you know, little kids to in their 20s and even beyond. I mean, a lot of people like 3D and others are annoyed by it, but it is the wave of the future, and 3D would fit with Jaws, and if you could add some other things in, it would entice a whole new audience, no question about that. All right, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about immigration and the fact that the president regardless of whatever the numbers are, knows that this is a hot-button issue that might swing the way of the Democrats in some of the areas where some key seats are up. Remember, all the House seats are up for grabs in the midterm elections. That's November, and we're already into July. So now there's a big, heavy push. There has been in some of the more contested areas, but there's going to be even more of a push. So if immigration will work in some places, and it does depend on the place, whether it's parts of California or whether it's parts of New Mexico, even parts of Arizona, because we see what's now happened, sort of like these battle lines that have been drawn since this Arizona immigration law. In fact, that is due to kick in at the end of July. And lots of talk about lawsuits, and some lawsuits have been filed, but nothing is stopping this so far. No brakes have been put on the immigration law. Training actually is taking place. Here's a little snippet of what some of the officers are listening to get some training for how they're going to handle this new law once it kicks in a few weeks.
In this segment, we will go through the responsibilities officers have been given by the new law and the new criminal offenses established by the law. The law applies when an officer has made a lawful stop, detention, or arrest for a violation of law. If during that detention the officer finds that reasonable suspicion exists that the particular person detained is an alien and is unlawfully present, the officer has certain decisions to make.
Yeah, he has certain decisions to make. But you heard clearly in the piece that we played you, the idea is you can't just pull people over. Hey, he looks like he could be in the country illegally. Those people look like he could be here illegally. There would have to be some kind of a violation. The thought of those who think this law will be racist and discriminatory is that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, in the midst of all this discussion and the situation in Arizona, they did an AP poll and found that 57% say illegal immigrants are mostly a drain on society. That's 57%. 38 say they believe immigrants make a contribution. 8 in 10 say the government needs to do more to keep immigrants from illegally entering the United States. See, that's the key. I don't care what team you think you're playing for, what label you slap on your back. 8 in 10 think it's ridiculous what's gone on. And it is, because there were laws on the books that would have chopped this number certainly in half. But that's the past. Now moving forward, passing the ball forward, what do we do as a country while we know we're having problems with drugs and gangs and an avalanche of cartel problems, especially in Juarez and El Paso? El Paso is ours. That's Texas. Juarez is theirs. That's Mexico. One little bridge separates it and one body of water. And it's nasty business. And that's not the only spot that's rough. That's rough for the cartels out in the open. But in Arizona, in New Mexico, in some of these areas in Texas where it's wide open, it's a free-for-all. And you have a handful of Border Patrol agents that are trying to track down an army of people that are coming through illegally. And they know how to circumvent where to hide out to try to make a break for it and get away. And a lot of them succeed. And when they don't succeed, the people that are paying money to get across to the coyotes end up dead in the desert somewhere. And then we got a bunch of dead, unidentified Jane and John Doe's, which is a very sad situation. And also draining on places like Arizona, where they take the bodies, don't know who it is, and stack them up in refrigerated trucks. Did you know that? That's exactly what happens. Then they have these so-called rape trees at the border, where you just have all this underwear, women's underwear, that's all thrown in the trees from women that they took over that were raped and beaten and murdered in a lot of cases. So there's some awful stories and awful things that are happening. This is a problem that has to be fixed. But it's a question of how do you fix it? do you secure the border? Is it all about that border? Yes, it's vast, it's big, it's bad, it's ugly, but you got to secure it first because you have to know who's coming in. Or is it about let's push everyone out into the light? Come forward, pay the $10,000, pay the back taxes, go through the road to becoming a citizen, and we apologize to all the other people who did what they had to do legally or couldn't come here because they were in Sweden or Ireland or Guatemala or wherever, and they didn't have the means to do what they had to do, and they were rejected from coming in as they tried over and over and over and over again. 800-259, I had to take a breath there. 800-259-5791. It is absolutely my hot button issue. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Sam, what would the Canadian government do if, let's say, there were 15 million people who were living in Canada off of the Canadians, and they came in under the wire, figure out a way to get in and could kind of assimilate and were getting jobs from people. Do you think there'd be a problem and that the government would feel like they were overrun with people that shouldn't be there, that weren't there legally?
Because you're only a country of 34 million, 15 million would be a big chunk when you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's almost half. So yes, it would be a big problem, and then they eventually apply for refugee status and whatever, and then all of a sudden the government says we don't want you here, we're kicking you out, and then all of a sudden you hear about this every so often, people run the churches for sanctuary,
mm-hmm.
and you have all these because they make up chances are it is true, like if they go back to certain countries, they'll be tortured and killed and whatever. But at the same time, it's like you came in illegally, you got caught, you pay the price, you come in like everybody else. I might sound almost like an Archie Bunker type.
Right.
But, I mean, look, to do that, like you said, it drains the economy. And unfortunately, when, they work like in, they work in jobs where they're getting paid below minimum wage, and the owners, they get rich, but then someone squeals, and the owners, their businesses, they're closed. That's it. Next case. And the funny part, you mentioned that, like I said, today was Canada Day here in Canada. So,
mm-hmm.
they showed on TV some people being sworn in as new citizens because you just mentioned about illegals, and I'm just thinking, it made me think, like, right now, I wonder how many illegals live here,
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And I would wonder, I'd be curious how much it is. Certainly there are some, but if it was a giant number, it'd be obvious because, as you mentioned, the country is much smaller. Sam, have a great weekend. I've decided that I am going to try my one-liners out again on this show. Aren't you lucky that you are tuned in? So let's give you your first one. We're going to leave with this. A keychain is a device that allows you to lose several keys all at once rather than one here and there. That's a good one. I liked it.